getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Welcome back to it, my friends. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You know, maybe we should offer some sort of a giveaway. It just occurs to me. For those of you that are becoming friends of the Steve Gruber Show on Facebook and voting in the Gruber primary there. Donald Trump holding the lead now. Ted Cruz in second place. That's for the Republicans. On the Democratic side, kind of odd because... I don't know if people are just messing with me, but Martin O'Malley leading among the Democrats. The only Republican not to receive a vote so far, and there have been a few hundred cast. Jeb Bush is without a solitary vote thus far. If you're a Jeb Bush supporter, you got a few. You better get to Facebook. Save face a little bit. If you missed the last, the Democrats added this town hall deal. I think because they're trying to protect Hillary and trying to bolster her candidacy because all of a sudden they went from six get-togethers to seven, a last-minute deal. Oh, we better have one more in Iowa. Really? Is that because Bernie Sanders is leading in the polls? At any rate, Martin O'Malley, former governor of Maryland, former mayor of Baltimore, who's garnering 1% or 2% of the vote consistently, deep in third place, hoping for a train wreck up front. He took the stage and said that our number one problem is roll the tape.
But you know what I believe is the biggest issue that I think you should be concerned about as a young person who has more time on this planet than I do. And that is climate change. Climate change is the greatest business opportunity to come to the United States in 100 years. And I am the first candidate in either party to put forward a plan to move us to a 100% clean electric energy grid by 2050 and create 5 million jobs along the way.
Okay,
and
stop.
It's a big differentiator among the three of us.
All right, stop. I mean, not only will he create 5 million jobs, he'll get rid of 25 million others. It is a financial disaster for which there is no explanation, not logical, not rational. But listen to those people. It's climate change. As New York City digs out from, 25 or 30 inches of snow. Two of the three biggest snowstorms in New York City history have happened in the last 10 years. Well, Steve, that's because of climate change. Please. Let's see. That's enough of Martin O'Malley. I can't take it. Let's see. We were just talking about Planned Parenthood. Bernie Sanders spent time talking about Planned Parenthood last night, says he strongly supports these organizations. Here's what he has to say.
I have a 100% pro-choice voting record. In every speech that I give, what I say is not only do we stop the Republican efforts to try to defund Planned Parenthood, we should expand funding for Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, let's have more of those. Yes. More abortion.
Now, what I said on a television program, and I did not say it well, is that sometimes the base of an organization looks at the world a little bit differently than the leadership. So if you have 100% Planned Parenthood voting record, 100% pro-choice voting record, there are people who are asking, why is the leadership not either supporting Bernie Sanders or why are they, opposing him?
Margaret Sanger.
And my point is...
Margaret Sanger was more racist than the founders of the Ku Klux Klan. The woman that founded and laid the foundation for Planned Parenthood, who called black people weeds in America, and mud races, and all sorts of other just disgusting, disparaging things. Margaret Sanger, more vile, more racist, more vulgar in her thinking than those that founded the Ku Klux Klan. And if you think I'm wrong, you just go do a little reading on your own. Let's see. And finally, your hero and mine, Hillary Clinton, fought against inequality. She's been there since the beginning trying to, you know, make sure that rich people, you know, are parted from their money. Roll it.
I think it's fair to say that I have a 40-year record of going after inequality. And not only economic inequality, racial inequality, sexist inequality, homophobic inequality, the kinds of things that go after people to put them down and push them back. When you focus just narrowly on economic inequality, I've also been in that fight. I was in that fight during my husband's administration. And let's remember what happened there. At the end of 8 years, we not only had 23 million new jobs, what was most important is incomes grew for everybody, not just those at the top. More people were lifted out of poverty. Incomes rose in the middle and working people. And today in Knoxville, in my town hall, I called on a man and he said, "We never had it so good, except when your husband was president, because we tackled income inequality and produced results." Not talk, action. And that's what I will do as president.
Fascinating bunch, aren't they? Fascinating. See, income inequality. What they want is the poor to be poorer. Their Marxist socialist policies, what they want is the poor to be poor. But as long as that inequality, that gap between those that have money and those that have little, as long as that gap is smaller, it's okay if the poor get poorer. You don't build yourself up by knocking somebody else down, but the Democrats, these Marxists, they don't understand that premise. They have some notion that somehow if somebody pays their fair share, whatever that means, and what is my fair share of what I earned? What is the fair share that I'm supposed to give to you? Is it 20%? Is it half? Is it 3/4? What is this fair share you speak of? And how much of the money that I earned am I supposed to give to you as part of your fair share? It's Tuesday on the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.